as we've been hearing tonight, there have been more disturbances in East Belfast this evening. A number of police officers have been injured when rioters threw missiles. This is after a protest over the flying or the non-flying of the Union flag at Belfast City Hall. Terry Spence chairs the Police Federation in Northern Ireland. Terry, thanks for coming on at this time of night.
Not at all, Stephen.
What do you know about the situation at the moment? What's happened?
Well, what we do know is that at this moment in time, there are sustained attacks on police officers in the East Belfast area, close to an interface area between a Republican nationalist area and a loyalist area. We know that several police officers have been injured, and they've come under attack with petrol bombs and also with heavy masonry and fireworks as well. So it is quite a serious situation in East Belfast this evening. But the police are holding the line.
What are they using? Are they using water cannon? Are they using rubber bullets? What are they doing?
At this moment in time, water cannon has been deployed, as is the usual graduated response. AEPs, known as plastic bullets, have not as such been deployed at this stage. That may very well come next.
And do you know how many police officers have been injured?
It's a fluid situation as we speak, Stephen. I know several have been injured. I'm not sure and clear at this stage as to the number or the seriousness of the actual injuries at this moment in time.
Who do you think is behind this?
There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever that this violence is being orchestrated by loyalist paramilitary organisations and primarily by the UVF.
That's the Ulster Volunteer Force, for the benefit of our English listeners.
That's right, yes. And this paramilitary group have been holding the local community to ransom. They have been terrorising people. This has been ongoing now for the last 4 weeks. And effectively what they've done is they have hijacked some of these peaceful parades on the flags issue, and they are using any excuse to attack the police, who are obviously trying their best under very difficult circumstances to maintain law and order.
Terry, some people would argue that there is a disconnect between good, decent, working class loyalists who feel that there's nobody representing them in the world of politics, that they've been left behind, and that Sinn Féin and the Nationalists have got too much.
Well, I'm not going to go into the politics of all of that. My job as the chairman of the Police Federation for Northern Ireland is to ensure that the welfare of our members is of paramount importance. Any excuse whatsoever that is used to justify the violence that our officers have experienced over the last month because of this flags issue is totally unjustified.
Where do you think this is going to go? This is a month now. What do you think needs to be done?
Well, it's very clear that, first of all, the government must deal with the loyalist paramilitary organisations, in particular the UVF. Well, first of all, and you know I've said this before in your radio show, it's clear that they must re-specify the UVF. What that would mean is that those UVF members who have been released under the terms of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998 and are out in prison licence for heinous crimes that they committed before that date, well, they can be recalled to prison to finish up their term of imprisonment.
Wouldn't that bring more violence onto the streets? Wouldn't that inflame the situation?
It would not inflame the situation. It would take the ringleaders off the streets. And I think the government must look at re-specifying the UVF. We need every tool in our armoury that we can possibly have to deal with what is a very serious public order problem. The other issue that we have as a police service is that we are under-resourced. We are stretched to the limit. Geographically, these demonstrations are taking place all over Northern Ireland at different times of the day and night. And police officers are having very little rest between shifts, if any. And that is creating major pressure on the police service of Northern Ireland.
And do you know if the violence is ongoing now as we speak?
Yes, there are serious disturbances ongoing in East Belfast as I speak to you this evening.
Is this confined to one area or is it spreading?
At this moment in time, it's confined to East Belfast. The police are holding the line. The police are there and they are preventing the disorder from spreading to other areas.